Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hey, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you're listening to Success Made Simple. And I have got an incredible guest with us today that I believe is going to challenge you, inspire you, and let you know that no matter where you start, the finish can be huge. He's the president of High Point University. I've got many of his books, been reading his books for years. He's on the board of many of the top companies on the stock exchange, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies, and he is sitting here inspiring me. He agreed to have a lunch with me, and so I said, you've got to talk to everyone on the Success Made Simple podcast. His name is Nito Cobain. Hey, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Dave, very much. And by the way, thank you for paying for my lunch.
Hey, I am smart enough to know if you get in the presence of greatness to take care of that. And so I am so honored that you'd have lunch with me, and I'm glad to pay for it. We were just talking, and you were starting to tell me your story of how you came from Jordan, right, to America with $50. Can you tell me a little bit how, you know, so many people are trying to build something and start, and you came from another country, and here we go. How did this happen?
Yeah. Well, my mother's of Lebanese background. My father's of Jordanian descent. And my father died when I was 6 years of age, so I grew up without a dad. Sometimes people say to me, if you could have changed one thing in your life, what would it be? I said, I would have much rather have had a father who would have read me a book, sang me a song, thrown me a ball, taken me to the circus, or just talked with me man to man. But you know, life doesn't work out exactly the way we want it to work out. God has a plan for each of us. And for me, out of adversity emerged abundance. So out of the adversity of my father's illness and therefore death, my mother, with fourth grade education, had the wisdom of all time. She was just a determined, resilient woman. And she brought up five of us kids. I was the youngest of the five. And she wanted us to always have a life better than she ever did. And so she taught me some of the best principles. For example, if you want to be a great person, you must first walk hand in hand and side by side with great people. Simply meant who you spend time with is who you become.
Yes.
What you choose, what you get. How you change is how you succeed. So she sent me over here on a one-way ticket. I was 17 years of age, $50 in my pocket. Went into a little small school in eastern North Carolina. The only school would accept a guy, could hardly speak English, didn't have any money, had no connections, very grateful to the school. And then I transferred to what was then High Point College. And then I graduated from the University of North Carolina, graduate school, and started my first business at age 23 or 24. And I worked 17 hours a day, Dave, 7 days a week to build my first business. And I learned so many principles. You know, sometimes, man, if you gotta get something out of life, you gotta put something into life. You can't just take the fruit off the tree. You gotta plant the seed in the ground first. But here's the good thing. Once you learn these fundamentals, you can apply them again and again, except you're better at doing it, and you know how to get better results, and you know how to build relationships, and you know how to expand what you do vertically. And so that's the story of my life, you know, and I went on to own, you know, a dozen businesses and serve on 6 or 7 major corporate boards, and then my alma mater called me back to become its president. I thought I'll go there for a couple of years, you know, and try to just transform the university and rebuild it. And 13 years later, God's blessings are coming my way in a flowing, fluid, and fluent manner. And I'm having the time of my life. You know why? Because when you have purpose in your life,
yes,
you will have energy. And when you have energy, you can take action. And when you take action, you can have results. And when you have results, you can have success. And when you have success, you can have significance, doing good things in the world around you and about you. And when you have significance, you can have true joy, happiness, fulfillment. And then the cycle flows all over again. But Dave, thank you for paying for my lunch.
Well, you have a book on success and significance. That's an amazing book. And then also, just for my first book where I became acquainted, I mean, he's one of the top inspirational, motivational speakers in the world as well. But Stairway to Success. Can you tell us just real quick what that book is and why they should get a copy of that book?
Yeah, I tell you, Stairway to Success was my way of saying God wants us to succeed. We're born for a purpose, right? But Stairway to Success suggests you can't take the elevator up to success. You can't take the escalator up to success. You're going to have to go one step at a time. And there's a reason for that, because with every step that you take forward, you learn new things. And cumulatively, you become a sustainable unit in the zone of success. So I have six different points in that book. One of them is called commitment. I make a distinction between making a decision in life and making a commitment in life. Decisions can be made easily. You make a decision with your brain, right? You make it with your brain. You think through it, you reason it out, and you say, well, yeah, I'll do that. So commitments are not like that. You make a commitment with your heart.
That's good.
That's why commitments are longer lasting. That's why commitments are harder to break. That's why commitments inure better results in life. And so how does one make the transition from just making decisions, which are transactional, to commitments, which are transformational? That's the gist of what life is. For some people, if they have the right success coaches, the ones who have you are very fortunate and blessed to have a guy like you in their life. The person who has this coach who says, let me show you how you can cut this cycle, shorten this trip, because it's expensive. Trial and error is very expensive. So the whole notion then is to figure out as quickly as you can, as fruitfully as you can, as efficiently and effectively as you can, methodology to get what you want out of life without having to give up what you most want to keep in your life, like your family, your health, your relationships.
So good. So good. I tell you, you need to get a copy of that book. Most of you've probably got my book, The 12 Traits of the Greats, and I just want you to know you just heard from one of the greats today. And I would encourage you, go to Amazon. He's got so many books teaching his communication stuff on being a good communicator. Excellent, excellent investment in yourself. And like he said, learning from someone else's mistakes, mentorship, good coaches is vital. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, is not make the same mistakes. So I'm learning as much as I can, and I'll be passing it on to you. This is Dave Martin, your success coach. Thank you for listening to Success Made Simple. Make sure to pass this on to someone else, forward, share the link, and let's help a lot of people win.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.